The latest round of gun violence in the United States. Two mass shootings in less than 24 hours have left more than two dozen people dead and many others injured. In El Paso, Texas, police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. The police have arrested the alleged shooter. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said three Mexicans are among those killed in the shooting. Just hours later, a gunman in the midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed nine people and wounded dozens of others. The AP's Julie Walker has more on that shooting in the city's Oregon district.
Mayor Dan Whaley says the shooter, Connor Betts, who was quickly killed by police, was wearing body armor and carrying extra magazines for his AK-style assault rifle.
If we did not have police in the Oregon district and the thousands of people in the Oregon district enjoying their Saturday evening, what we could have had in the city.
Anthony Reynolds says he had just left a bar with his cousin when the shooting started.
I instantly started trying to run, but I realized my cousin wasn't on the side of me. When I look back, it's how I was able to see that people were actually falling from being hit by bullets.
As he ran, he says he was yelling active shooter to warn people. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say the shooter's 22-year-old sister is one of the nine victims killed. U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government on the shootings. On Sunday, he ordered flags at all government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days. He told reporters that hate has no place in the United States, and he called the killings a mental health issue. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. This is VOA News. Demonstrators have continued to clash with police in Hong Kong as the two-month-old protest movement showed no signs of easing. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.